Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
For the Jets and the Mets, yesterday presented one of those fine moments, one of those 15 minutes of hell, I like to say, as the Jets found a new way to tease us and then lose, and the New York Mets basically put the death sentence on their baseball season by somehow, some way managing to lose 2 out of 3 to the Washington Nationals. It was devastating. It was pathetic. It made me never want to watch sports again. And joining us right now, a guy who's lived it for a very long time with both teams. He joins us every Monday after a Jet loss and a Jet win, if that ever happens. And that, of course, my longtime partner, the great Joe Beningo. And, of course, it's brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com, H.O. Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. What a Sunday, Joe. Wasn't that fun?
One of the worst. You know, it was an absolute disaster, bro. You know, first of all, let's start with this. I'm screaming, and this is true. I'm screaming at McDonald, get down. Go down on the 2-yard line. Don't score. Because I knew, the minute he scored, you knew they were coming down and winning the game. You knew there was no chance that this defense was going to stop them from getting the game-winning field.
But were you confident, Joe, that your offense could score a touchdown?
I had a better chance than having them have the ball knowing that a field goal wins the game.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
You know, I kind of agree with you. Better chance of you with 4 downs to score a touchdown than to prevent Baker Mayfield from going whatever it was, 70 yards or 50 yards and getting field goal range.
You know, when Sterling Shepard caught that one pass, I'm screaming, go, touchdown, let him go.
See,
there was a minute 4 to go.
Yes.
I'm like, this is the only way that we're going to win the game. Let him score. We had no timeouts, but, you know, and maybe we got a shot to get down the field.
See,
but
the second part, I'm with you on. When Will blocked it and scooped it and ran, I'm thinking to myself, score a freaking touchdown. Not that I was confident they would stop him,
but
just get in the end zone. Once Tampa had the ball back, and now I'm in my sanity, and
you
I'm starting to think.
We weren't winning.
No shot to win, but that Shepard play specifically, you nailed it. That's the play.
Yes, let him
where,
go.
Let him go.
Yep.
Bulls
yep.
did it a week earlier with Tampa. Let the opponent score. We'll score a game winner. And you're right, they would have had a ton of time left. That was their only shot to win the game, letting Sterling Shepard get in the end zone.
No question about it. 100%. But again, you know, look, it shouldn't come down to that. The mistakes, the, you know, the interception before halftime for a touchdown. You know, we finally knock one out on Baker Mayfield. God forbid they recover it. And then on the other end, Taylor fumbles, and of course they recover it. Right? I mean, I think we're the only team in football with no forced turnovers through 3 games. I think I'm right about that.
They have 0 forced turnovers. Mm-hmm. They're allowing 30 points a game.
Yep.
Sauce has regressed. They get called for penalties every other play.
Right.
I don't know about you. Hearing Aaron Glenn talk about progress pisses me off. What progress is he talking about?
Yeah. Well, it's the same old saying. And then he starts about the same old Jets. No, it's the same old Jets as long as the results continue to be what they are.
I think that's what he's missing, Joe. He doesn't realize it's not about how you're playing. It's not about what we know internally with the Jets and how they're operating. It's about the result.
Yep.
The Jet fan cares about the result. That's it.
Yeah. And they have, look, let's be honest, they got blown out by Buffalo, but they've had two brutal losses. They should have beat Pitt. They lose on a 60-yard field goal in the last play of the game. They lose on a field goal in the last play of the game in this game. You know, it's beyond. It's beyond, bro. Let me say this, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I think our best chance to win games is Tyrod Taylor. Now, that's me. Hmm. I know he had the pick. I get it.
It wasn't all his fault, though, because he threw that ball.
Wilson.
He was getting harassed. Like, he couldn't.
Oh.
His feet were stuck, so he threw it all with his arm. And Garrett Wilson's got to keep coming downhill to that ball. He stopped.
And
they were able to undercut it.
Let me ask you this. Why did they stop blitzing? They were blitzing him. He was getting all kinds of pressure early in the game. Mm. Bowles got the 17-point lead, and he stops blitzing him. Mm. All of a sudden, he's got all time to throw. He goes into the prevent defense, and Taylor starts taking him apart.
Yeah.
Right?
I think part of it was you fear getting beat. You fear getting giving up one of those huge plays because they were catching the ball over top. You know what I mean? So the last thing you want to do is put yourself in a position where you can't come back. At least they were in a position to try to make it a game, and they did.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the
punt ball. But Bowles went to the prevent. He stopped blitzing him, Take.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Bowles. He doesn't want.
Okay, okay.
He didn't want, I don't know, Garrett Wilson, whoever. Alan Lazard, I doubt it, to have a big play,
lucky,
and all of a sudden they're back into the game.
Right.
Yeah, he allowed them back in the game. And that's a part of why, like, besides the fact that they lost, so I don't believe in moral victories, they didn't play well. Like, no. I don't walk away from this saying, they're running the ball well. They're not. They're not doing anything well. What are they doing well right now?
Well, Tampa Bay didn't play great either. How many penalties did they have?
Yeah.
How many holding penalties did Tampa have? I know they're missing three offensive linemen. How many penalties in this game, bro? That kept them in the game.
Did you give thought, because this is the thing that I was thinking about on that first drive, the endless Tampa Bay drive where they kept getting call for holds. Was there any point where you're like, you know what, just decline it and get off the field? Because they kept accepting holds to make it 3rd and 30, and then Sauce gets called for a pass interference.
3rd and 29. Yeah. 3rd and 29. Oh, my God. Only the Jets, bro. 3rd and 29. I thought that was a weak call on Sauce, by the way.
I agree.
That 3rd and 29 call. I did. And I thought also, even though we can't stand Clemens, I didn't think that was a face mask on Clemens either. It looked like he got him by the shoulder pad.
Yeah,
right?
That was a reputation penalty on Michael Clemens, unfortunately.
Maybe you're right about that. But I don't know what I would play Taylor. Let me say that again. Hmm. And look, I think I know what Justin Fields is. They're going to draft a quarterback. They're going to have at least a top 10 pick. You let Taylor play, gives us a better chance to win, because you know this as well. At some point, he's going to get hurt.
Right.
So Fields is going to play again.
No, I agree.
Right? He always does.
Yeah,
but I like him a lot. I think the team does too. I mean, maybe I'm nuts.
Well, he's a great dude, Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
So
yes,
you're right about that. No matter where he's been, whether obviously the Giants, because we knew it intimately, but in Buffalo, you hear the same things. He's just he's the dude. Now the question becomes: if he does become your starter,
what
does that do to your run game? Because the reason you wanted Justin Fields is your run game is just enhanced when he can be a ball carrier. And I don't think Tyrod Taylor is doing much of that. Even though he does scramble well, I don't think he's an intentional ball carrier.
But you know what though? Let's get the running game is non-existent again after the Pittsburgh game. And how about this call, bro? I know you went nuts. 4th and 1. I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm in. Go. Oh. Let's go for it. And this is the play you run. You give the ball to Allen 2 yards back in the backfield, and he gets stopped.
Brutal.
Can we get some kind of creativity on that?
Brutal.
What is that?
That was awful. That was I wouldn't have minded like a tush push or something like that. Instead of handing the ball 2 yards back to Braylon Allen.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, I think with the quarterback position, the way I would handle it is I would say, all right, you're starting next week, Tyrod. Let's give Justin Fields another week and almost play it week to week because, like you said, it's going to take care of itself because Tyrod Taylor is going to get hurt.
At some point.
And then Justin Fields will play, and then he'll probably get hurt.
Right.
And then before you know it, we'll be watching that undrafted rookie quarterback this team in 5 weeks.
Tiki will come out of retirement to run the single wing.
Right.
Tiki.
Hey, we could do that.
The wishbone.
Yeah, I'll throw it 3 times a game.
There you go. Why not?
Yeah, we're talking to the great Joe Benengo. The Jets lose again. What else is new? They're 0-3.
Can they beat the Dolphins, bro? 0-3, the crummy Dolphins. Can they beat the... You know what the problem is, though? They got those guys in the second...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Receivers, the secondary is so bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate problem. Like, besides Sauce, who gets banged up, comes back in the game, but wasn't playing well to begin with,
right.
Brandon Stevens is a waste of space.
Terrible.
The safeties are awful. Like, when did this defense go from having so much talent they could be good to this mess? Because this is a mess right now.
And Quincy Williams got hurt.
Yes.
What's the story on him? Do we have any info on his injury?
No. Glenn didn't really have an update, but man, if they lose him for an extended period of time.
Right. Look, you're looking at a 5-win year somewhere in there. You can only hope that we got a coach. I don't know about the coach yet, but he's got to calm down with the same old Jets because, you know, Bart Scott on the postgame show yesterday had a great line, right? He goes, I actually saw it this morning. After the Met game, I couldn't watch nothing, okay?
I don't blame you.
I was done with sports for the day, I have to tell you. A little bit of the Giant game. But Bart Scott hit it right on the head. He said, the last time we weren't the same old Jets, I had a uniform on. Mm. That's what he said. And he's pretty much right about that.
Oh, that
you know,
was
back
the
when Rex was the coach.
Right, was that the can't wait?
Can't wait
season?
Yes, the game
against Brady.
Yeah.
The game against Pittsburgh the following week. And this is so depressing because it was so long ago.
We were there, bro.
Actually naively thought maybe they can win this game.
Well, we thought that in Indianapolis, too, the year before.
I know. That's the last time they were a playoff team. It was a million years ago.
I know.
So Aaron Glenn really, he's got to prove they're not the same old Jets.
Right. Like, and here's something, and I don't mean to step on you, but here's something else. You know, you could make a case. Let's be honest. They got the longest drought in professional sports in North America without making the playoffs. You could make a case. They're the worst franchise in professional sports.
Yeah.
They're in it. They're in the conversation.
Yeah, without the playoff appearances. There's one championship, and that was years ago.
Years.
Yeah, and there's no consistency. New coach every couple of years.
Right.
Yeah.
We haven't had a quarterback since Namath. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
really, the
challenge is, as a business, they're successful because it's the NFL.
Right.
Like, every team makes money to an extent. So success matters to us as media, as fans, but to the organization, you're afloat. It's just eventually it'll work itself out. That's the belief.
And they have no problem with having 50,000 Steeler fans in a building, you know, 50,000 Bill fans in a building. I'm going to the Cowboy game. There'll be 50,000, maybe even more. There'll be even more Cowboy fans for that.
You're right.
No doubt.
It's going to be insanity.
No doubt. Are you confident against the Dolphins next week at all or not really?
I don't know how do I feel about that game. Mm. I mean, I don't know how. You know, I haven't seen the Dolphins play. I didn't see the Thursday night game against Buffalo. I guess they gave them a game.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
You know, they battled them.
I mean, I don't know what to feel, bro. I don't know what they. Like I said, you know, one game they got blown out. Two games they lost on a field goal in the last play of the game. So they got to stop the mistakes. Can't have the fumble. Can't have a pick six. Can't have the killer penalties on 3rd and 29 and 3rd and 19. You know, you can't have that. It'd be nice if they forced a turnover every now and then.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful with that. You know, what else can I say? I mean, it's painful. It's pain. And then, I'm going back and forth on the game, okay? I'm going back and forth on this game, the Met game. As soon as the Jet game's over, I go right to the Met game just in time. To see this guy, what's his name, the center fielder,
Jacob Young,
take a home run away from Alvarez. And I also saw the other catch, right? I just happened, it was, you know, a commercial break, whatever it was in a Jet game, the play where he made on Beatty where he kicks the ball up into his, I mean, they're in, let me tell you, bro, big trouble. I don't see it. I think they're in trouble,
Let's take it a step further. They're dead. And the reason I'm convinced they're dead is because... Maybe. We just all have to realize this. They have been a bad team for months.
Yeah, but as we talked about earlier, they don't have control anymore, Joe.
No, I know. 35-52 since June 13th.
I mean,
but who's counting?
Like, so what? They've had one winning road trip this entire season.
Yeah.
One road trip in which they won more games than they lost.
Well, they had that sweep of the Giants in San Francisco. That's the last time they did anything on a road.
And then they
it?
Followed it by getting swept by San Diego.
Right, that's right.
So
that's right.
I just don't believe in this team at all. But the play, and I'm glad you missed this because this drove me nuts. It's still pissing me off.
Oh, the play with Cedric Mullins?
Oh, Joe.
Is that the one?
Yes.
I heard about it. You know, my buddy, the great Kenny Scarabaggio, he texted me because I'm watching the Jet game, so I didn't see this play.
Yeah.
So the kid Lyle is laying on a ball down a left field line.
Yes.
And Mullins isn't running. He could have had an inside the park home run,
Joe,
right?
He doesn't run. Torrens does. God bless him. He actually knows a thing or two.
I love Torrens.
Torrens runs around the bases. Great job.
Right. Right.
Mullen stops between first and second and stares into left field.
Bro, he stinks.
Dude,
he's terrible.
And then the moron gets thrown out at second base. Oh, dude, this is still giving me like shakes.
He gets thrown
out at second base, and then the umpires say, you know what? Screw it. We call timeout. We're going to send you back to first base. The next pitch, Lindor lines one right to the first baseman, double play.
Right.
This is brain dead stuff that happened.
Mullins is terrible.
Oh.
He made that bad play off the wall the other day when the guy got the game winning inside the park home run on Saturday. He hasn't hit it at all. Thank you, David Stearns. Let me tell you right now, okay? David Stearns, and I worry about the manager, that he might be the scapeout here if they don't make the playoffs. Wow, so I'm worried about it. You know, and
somebody's got to pay the piper for a massive collapse, right?
100%. And he hasn't had a great year. I mean, when he pulled Pete out of the game in the eighth inning yesterday, bro, what are you doing? Are you serious? You're taking one of your best hitters out of the game. When he's on second, he's going to score on a hit anyway. You got to put Acuna in the game. And it did turn out that way, but you could just see, like, 10th, 11th inning, here comes his spot, and it's Acuna. Right?
Yes.
So the manager's had some issues this year, taking guys out too soon, all of this. But it's all on Stearns. You know, to me, it's all on him. Frankie Montas, Jose Siri. How about Jose Siri?
Oh.
How is Jose Siri playing? He didn't play. Plays two games early in the year. Gets hurt. Then the biggest games of the year, they're playing Jose Siri. He drops that ball in left center the other day for the kid who was Sprout. I guess it was Sprout was pitching there.
Yep.
He drops the freaking ball. Then the next play, There's a base hit basically to center field. He's like watching the ball roll to the wall. What? I mean, oh my God, bro. This is the one. I've seen it off. I've been there 9 years old, 1962. Okay. The whole deal. Okay. As they say, it's Rosh Hashanah, the whole mishpucha I've seen. Okay. Over the years. Okay.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year to all my Jewish friends. Okay. All of that. All right. I've seen it all. This has to be. We saw the collapse in 07.
Yep.
We saw the collapse in 08. This is the worst, and it's been the worst because it's been a slow bloodletting,
yeah,
bro. Slowly they have bled us to death this year.
I completely agree with you. It's the worst for, A, the slow blood death, as you pointed out, and also, like, the team that's going to pass them, currently Cincinnati, they're not any good. They're a couple of games above 500.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that's not what we are.
I know.
I know, you're only four.
But how does this...
Come on.
How does this happen, though? I mean, they're sitting there 20-plus games above. Here's the other thing I'm worried about, and I'm trying to put this in my head, even though I'm holding out hope that the Mets will somehow win games, they'll get help, they'll make the playoffs. I'm crazy.
You are.
When this ends in failure... What do you want them to do? Like, I don't really...
Well, here's what I want. There's two things that need to be done, no matter how this year ends. Number one, you got to sign Pete Alonso. I don't want to hear it anymore. Pete has to be... And they gave him this ovation at the end there when, of course, he took him out of the game.
Right.
Okay, you know, he has to sign Pete. Pete has to be a Met for life. Sorry, case closed. There is no other way you can go here. Uncle Stevie and the Harvard grad have to get it done, okay? That's number one. Number 1A... is they got to sign Edwin Diaz, who's also can opt out. I don't care what you do this offseason, and obviously they got to fix the rotation. The one good thing is, though, maybe the rotation's already fixed with the three kids. Maybe.
But the problem is, like, I agree with you, obviously. I want Pete back. I want Edwin back. No argument. But then they'd be running back basically the same core that you want to let Pete go now?
No, I don't.
I don't have a good answer right now.
Okay.
Like, I want Pete back. I want Edwin back. I agree with you. Put that aside.
Yeah, but those aren't.
You want to just run the same team back?
But if you're going to change the core, who you change it?
But that's not the reason we're losing.
Why?
If you're going to change the core, you know, you could get rid of one of the young guys. I know Brett Beatty's had a decent year. Vientos throwing the bat, whatever he did yesterday. And I know he's gotten, you know, he had the terrible start. Then he got hot, and he's been in a little funk lately. But he did get that big double on Saturday, pinch hitting. Okay, you know, somebody like that, I can't get rid of Pete. Soto, obviously, is going to be here. There's no doubt about it. You want to trade Brandon Nimmo? Can you get something?
I mean, he killed him this weekend. Let's be honest. He left the country on base.
The biggest moment of the weekend is the bottom of the ninth on Saturday.
Bases loaded.
The bases loaded with one out, and Nimmo and Marte strike out.
Yes.
Right there.
No question.
That was the killer of the entire weekend to me.
I am concerned. I want Pete back, okay?
Of course.
I mean, I don't know how the hell you even replace him, but what I'm starting to get concerned about is this roster, this core of this team, they have failed basically every time but last year. Last year's starting to feel like a fluke.
Right.
They sucked in 23.
Right.
They didn't collapse in 22, but let's be honest, they, you know, spit the bit at the end in 22. They spit the bit in 21, and I'm looking around saying, I don't know if I want to run this whole thing back.
But you say that, but Soto's going to be here.
Yes.
Okay?
Agreed.
And it was only his first year. And look, I know Soto, the numbers are off the charts for what he's done this year. I mean, we look at the numbers. But, I mean, we're still waiting for the signature moment from Soto. We haven't seen it yet.
Hasn't happened.
Let's be honest about it.
And
it
he's had plenty of chances for those.
Plenty of them. He got the single the other day to tie the game. But you know what? I need more than that. I'm sorry. Right. I mean, could he hit a three-run home in there? I mean, I don't want to kill him for that. But you know what I mean? To me, Soto's back. You got to bring Pete back. I'm sorry, bro. I'm telling you. He'll be playing for the Yankees. You'll be going delirious because you know the Yankees need a first baseman. If you tell me that they're not going after Pete, you're out of your mind. He's got to sign him, and he needs to sign him before the free agent period starts. It's not going to be so easy this time.
No.
Okay?
It's going to be more difficult than last time, that's for sure.
Okay. But look, the biggest issue to me this year has been, and I know they've had bad stretches of not hitting, has been the pitching. I mean, that's it. And if you got these three kids, you look like you got something, you know, then you got to do something after that. I don't know what the deal was. Maybe Senga's shot. I have no idea. I'm tired of Manaea. Holmes should be in a bullpen, okay? There's no doubt in my mind about that. I don't know what happened to David Peterson. I have no idea. Maybe you could fix him in the offseason, but, you know, he hasn't been the same pitcher the second half of the year. But, I mean, this guy, you know, maybe you get rid of McNeil. I really like McNeil, but maybe it's time for him to go. Maybe it's time for Nimmo to go. Maybe you got to get rid of one of these kids, Beatty or Vientos, you know, even Alvarez, because I don't love Alvarez.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't love him. I could live with Luis Torrens being my catcher every day. Luis Torrens is a tremendous player. I mean, he's one of the best players on the team. He gets big hits now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Nobody runs on him. Nobody's the best catcher in baseball throwing runners out. I love the guy, okay? Gets beat up. He does. Alvarez, to me, is a definite trade commodity. I mean it, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the guys we're talking about.
No.
You know, Soto's here forever. You got to keep Pete here forever. After that, we'll go from there, and you need to keep Diaz because there's only a handful of closers
that are
as good as him.
No doubt.
There's only a handful of them, bro.
Look around the sport. Yeah, yep. I think Lindor, Soto, and Alonso are the three guys you put your arms around.
Right, that was
and if they miss the playoffs, everybody else I'd be open to dealing.
Yes,
but
and that's where they are. That's exactly right where they are.
But let's hope this is like 1999. Remember when they were collapsing in 1999?
Nope.
They got swept in Philadelphia.
The problem is, if they tie the Reds this time, because they wound up playing the Reds that year in that one-game playoff, Al Leiter's best game as a Met.
No doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay? All right? I think Alfonso got a big hit in that game, too.
He did. Yep.
But whatever. There's no tie this time. So if we tie them, we lose.
Yep.
You know, so, and bro, you can't feel good about three. Here the Cubs just got swept by the Reds. Now I know they clinched everything already. Now we're going to go play the Cubs in Chicago. You think we'll win it three games?
No, no.
And then the Marlins, who killed us 07, 08, and they've been hot now too.
And
we're in big trouble.
And you know what the Marlins just did? They just decided to move their rotation around. So Sandy Alcantara will face the Mets
Friday night.
To
the Mets.
Yes.
Right.
That is correct.
And I'm going to throw this out there. And I like Mendoza. They're not going to get rid of Stearns yet, although, you know, he had a very shaky year. Let's be honest. The genius didn't have a big time year. Okay? And I really feel Mendoza will be the guy that's going to be the scapegoat. You know who I want managing this team. You know who I want. You know who I want. If we get a new manager, here's the guy I want. See if you can get it.
I know. I think I have a good guess.
Go.
Is it a guy who got hosed? Would it be fair to say this guy got hosed?
Of course.
Carlos Beltran.
No question. That if Mendoza goes,
managed?
No, but he was about to.
I know, but he never actually did it. But he never actually did it, right?
Well, you know what, Tiki? They blamed this whole stupid thing on him.
The banging the trash can
thing. He was the guy. Like, it was only Beltran.
Right.
You know, everybody else is still in baseball. He got screwed, and maybe he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame because of that. I don't know.
Mm.
But you know what? I like Mendoza, okay? And I think he probably will come back, but somebody's paying a price. And I think the manager is the guy, to be honest with you. I hate to say it.
Nah, we'll see. It's gonna
maybe we get lucky, bro. Maybe somehow, you know, the gods are against us, so we got a lot of karma against us here, bro.
Yes.
A lot of karma against us. Just, you know, it's tough. You know, Teak?
Yeah.
It's very difficult rooting for this team.
I can see.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I can see. I sent Evan my condolences right after the Jets lost.
Oh, what a debacle.
And then the Met game.
Oh,
my God.
Dude,
you know?
That was some of the worst 20 minutes you'll have. Horrible.
What'd you think of the Giants last night, real quick?
Oh, God.
How far away?
I think it's happening soon. Joe.
What's soon? They play San Diego next week? I know it's the Charge, not San Diego, L.A., wherever they are. Right. But it'll always be San Diego.
Dave, I don't know if you probably didn't hear it this morning or this afternoon.
I did not.
But Dave's was asked point blank about Russ being the starter.
Right.
And
he
was noncommittal. He said,
oh, really?
He said multiple times after being asked in multiple different ways, we got to look at the film. We're going to go meet with the team.
Right.
And anything is up in the air.
Right.
So,
you know what that means?
It feels like it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's inevitable. I think Dart starts Sunday.
Maybe. And who do they play? The Saints after that?
Yep. Yeah. Saints and then the Eagles and then Denver and then the Eagles.
How about the way the Eagles won that game yesterday? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Joe might
How about
like
Cleveland
this?
Beating the Packers.
Crazy.
Joe, it's Morash. Let's just hear this. The Eagles have just claimed Xavier Gibson, so enjoy that.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Thank God. Hey, here's the good news. Sean, we don't play the Eagles.
You know?
So he can't take one back for a touchdown against us.
Joe,
you know?
we may face him in the Super Bowl. You never know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, any day now.
Any day.
That's happening any moment, bro.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate it.
All right, God bless. Hang in there, guys. See you.
There he is, the great Joe Beningo, after what was a horrendous Sunday in Ettsville. You heard Beningo, if you're just tuning in. Joe was on with us, and he made the comment, hey, as a Jet fan, I want to see Tyrod Taylor remain the starting quarterback of the New York Jets. Well, earlier today, when Aaron Glenn met the media, he was asked point blank. Like, if Justin Fields is cleared, does he go back to being the starting quarterback? Take a listen to the question and Aaron's answer and see what you think he means.
When Justin Fields gets cleared by doctors to play, will he go back to being the starter?
Say it again.
When Justin Fields gets clearance by the doctors to play, will he go back to being your starter?
Well, we'll talk about that today. As a staff, we'll make sure we come up with the right answer for that. So I know what you're trying to ask, all right, but we'll make sure we talk about that as a staff first and foremost.
First, before we continue, Aaron Glenn repeating when he clearly hears the question, what'd you say? Great strategy. Gives you time to figure out an answer. Like, I love that. So that's clearly what Aaron Glenn is doing, but does not commit to Justin Fields. He clearly goes with the whole, you know, we're going to talk about it, we'll see. So Rich Cimini, who asked the question, of course, follows it up by saying, you know, people are going to talk.
So just to be clear, because, you know, sometimes we tend to speculate in the media a little bit.
Yeah, I know that.
So I'm trying to avoid that here.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's up in the air.
Justin came in as our starter, and he's been our starter. So,
okay.
Listen, Tyrell was a backup. So I want to make sure I know exactly where Justin's at. I don't want to say anything until I know that Justin's clear. So once Justin is clear, I'll let you know exactly where we're going.
So is there a quarterback controversy, or did that second part clarify?
I think the second part tells you he's doing the old, you know, cliche, you never lose your job as a starter because of injury type thing. But that doesn't mean that he can't make that decision irrespective of that. So... hey, he's buying himself time.
Yeah,
that's all he's doing. He's buying himself time until Wednesday when you have to really worry about it.
I agree. I think what may be going on is they're going to watch the tape. If they feel Tyrod Taylor gives them the better chance to win, you know what, Justin? We're going to take our time.
Right.
If they're back to, screw it, we already know the ceiling of Tyrod Taylor. Let's bring Justin back. Plus, he's been cleared. Justin will be the starter. But I do want to remind you, Tiki, you know this about me. I don't forget stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday... something was said on the radio, and I promised that we would revisit this Monday at 4:30. So if you missed Friday's show, listen to what Tommy Lugauer said.
Should we just pencil in a Lugash debate series for Monday at 4:30 when Sean's crying about the officials, and then I just bash him for that, and I'll bring up every play why they really lost? Just write. You want to write that down? 4:30
yes.
In pencil.
Yes.
Do it in pencil.
No, I'm doing it in pen because even if it doesn't happen, I'm going to bring it up on Monday. Well, here we are. So what Tommy was saying is that no matter what happened in the Giant game, Sean was going to blame the officials, and so let's just pencil in the Lugash debate series where they argue, was it the ref's fault? Well, it's 4:38. We're a little bit late. Sean, was Tommy's prediction right? Are you ready to bash the officials and say they cost the Giants the game?
There are a couple things. They didn't cost the Giants the game. The Giants cost themselves the game.
But
I'm going to get a sister. But you got to call that face mask on Cam Scadaboo. And on that final touchdown scramble play, I mean, Brian Burns gets mugged. But the Giants had multiple chances, and I couldn't even begin to blame the refs if the Giants themselves don't understand that they shouldn't have gone into the season with Graham Gano as their kicker. Let's just go with that.
But they paid him.
Yeah.
They gave him an extension in 2023.
Yeah,
so they have to. They're stuck with him, right?
They could have caught him pre the season and saved $3 million on the salary cap. Mm. And they also had 2 seventh-round picks instead of taking another tight end that's, you know, cut. You know, I mean, not
yet
playing.
Yet to dress.
Yeah, just draft a kicker in the seventh round. The guy Carolina has was an undrafted free agent. Kicked a 57-yarder yesterday.
You know, here's the thing I'm very conflicted about, Tiki. Graham Gano being injured, and we all found out about this right before the game.
Yeah.
Some of us saw it on social media with Giant reporters saying, hey, Graham Gano injured his groin during the national anthem.
It was so late, we didn't even report it on the pregame show.
Right, because it happened after.
It happened after the pregame show and the 12 minutes before the regular show started.
So he gets hurt, and there's no doubt this clearly impacts the New York Giants game plan. It does. They're not attempting long field goals with a guy who is capable of making long field goals. So, and Brian Daboll admitted it after the game. So the Giants were playing with an arm tied behind their back. There's no doubt. Now, do they win the game if Graham's healthy? I wouldn't say that. I never thought the Giants were going to win the game, but there's no doubt that it changed the game.
Yeah, but it puts them in a winning position at points in this game, which is something he never felt was happening.
Absolutely.
Because they should have been up at halftime 10-6.
Well, not only that, on that
13.
On that opening
first drive, right. Should have kicked the field goal and then the extra point.
That's a great point.
Well, that's where I go right back to the beginning. You go back to the opening drive. On 3rd and 7, they're already setting up, hey, it's 4-down territory. We don't trust our kicker. So they end up running with Tyrone Tracy, coming up short on 4th down, and then not getting any points out of it.
Yeah.
So it absolutely, without question, changed the trajectory of the game because of Gano's injury. Now I lead to, all right, who am I pissed at? Is this one of those circumstances where, wow, it's just bad luck? And I would normally say that. The problem is this is the third different time in the Brian Daboll era that they were left in this situation playing with an arm tied behind their back. So I'm going to try to be rational. You help me out.
Yeah, it's hard.
Who do we blame? Because this is ridiculous. Third time, Teague.
Yeah, it's hard to blame the coach because Graham Gano is a good kicker. Maybe you blame the GM, but
who are you going to go sign? I guess you could go take a chance on somebody.
I'll blame the GM.
Maybe that's it. You can't blame the player.
No.
Because it's not like...
It's not his fault.
He wasn't on the injury report. He just got hurt. But it's happened before.
Exactly. It's happened now 2 straight years. This is the 3rd straight year. In the offseason, while we all were having quarterback arguments, and did the Giants have a good draft, nobody wants to talk about the kicker position because it's not sexy to talk about.
You just make an assumption.
You make an assumption. Graham Gonneau is, 38 years old? It's not like he has this long, booming leg anyway, and he has been unreliable for 2 years. The Giants had not one but 2 7th-round picks. You see teams throw darts at the kicker position all the time. They didn't do it. They didn't sign an undrafted free agent. They gave themselves no competition in August except for the international guy. Okay? And then they wrapped Graham Gano in bubble wrap because of the injuries all through August. So all they did was delay the inevitable of him getting hurt until this moment.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that because he didn't kick in the second 2 preseason games, correct?
No, and they kept trying to, pull back on the amount of work. If you're going to treat him that fragile, and if they cut him before the year, they would have saved salary cap space. Instead of restructuring Andrew Thomas's contract, they have a little more to work up with. Mm. Of all the silly things we blame the general manager for, this is actually maybe the most egregious thing that Joe Shane has done as the general manager, was not move on from Graham Gano in the offseason. Now you can say whether it cost them a game or not, I don't know. But it certainly cost them an ability to try to win the game, and that cannot happen with a team with so many holes.
When it happens once, it's bad luck.
Yeah.
When it happens twice, wow, that's a coincidence. Third time in 3 years? Mm. Like, that's why...
One thing that people aren't going to talk about because of all of the other stuff that's going on, the lack of plays getting made defensively, the potential quarterback change, the heat on the head coach, like all of that other stuff is going to obscure the one little thing that makes a big difference in almost every NFL game.
1,000%. And it should be talked about more because when you're not good, and I don't think the Giants are good, and they're certainly facing a team more talented than them, as flawed as they are in Kansas City, you need to do everything well, including making kicks.
That's the lowest hanging fruit.
Of course! So, I think it's a monstrous deal, and I wrestled with it all night watching the game, saying, I don't even know who to blame.
Yeah.
But I think you're ultimately right, both of you. This is on Joe Shane. You allowed yourself to be kind of naked with a kicker who's injury prone. And now you risk every time you play, what if he gets hurt during warmups? We're screwed. Because that's exactly what happened.
Well, no, he can't kick anymore for the New York Giants.
Oh, you get rid of Graham Gano?
You find some way to mitigate this. Put him on IR or whatever it is. You can't go into games with Graham Gano as your kicker for the rest of the
year. I think you're right. I don't think he can.
It's going to be Younghoe Koo-tan.
No, he's available.
Or McDominay. He's not bad.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, let's see if they actually do it. Because three times now, the Giants have been in a spot where they don't have a kicker and it really costs them.
Right.
Let's go to Kenny in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Kenny.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good. Look, I think I have the answer for Justin Fields, all right? But I need you guys to get the message out to the Jets management, the coach, because they listen to you guys somewhat. I understand.
All right, let's hear it.
I've been a fan for over 50 years, so I've been through pain. They should at least try this. He played very well in the Pittsburgh game wearing gloves, okay, because they thought it the rain and it helped him grip the ball better. So make him wear gloves all the time. It should help him grip the ball better all the time. You can't hurt to try it. There's no way that he could have played that well. Those gloves might be the secret sauce. Give it a try. Give it a try because he played so well.
That's interesting. Yeah, he threw the ball well. He was inaccurate against Buffalo.
It was the best game of his NFL career.
He was on target.
Yeah.
Why did he wear gloves in that game?
I don't remember. Oh, it was raining.
Was it?
It was raining, yeah.
So
the weather was rainy-ish. On that Sunday afternoon.
But does that
There's
really,
your answer.
Does that really help?
I don't know. You tell me.
They may be different construction of these gloves, but I felt like when it rained, they got slippery.
Yeah.
Sometimes that you would not wear them if it was raining. You'd wear them if it was dry because they were tackified in a sense.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is the best game of his NFL career was week one and the worst was week two. WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Let's go to Andre in Connecticut. What's up, Andre?
What's up, Andre?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Sorry, guys. Big Mets fan here. So my whole point, I tried to call on Friday. I think there's something seriously wrong with this clubhouse. Obviously,
You're
I don't know
from
if
a
it's
player
a Lindor Soto
Andre?
Issue.
You're talking from a player standpoint, not a manager standpoint.
Well, I'll get to Mendoza in a second. But there's since Soto had this comment with Marte being the captain and Lindor, he's. Marte hasn't been in the photos as much, the home run photo, which isn't a big deal to me. I don't care about that. But obviously something is wrong in that clubhouse. They're never going to admit to it, and it's not for us to know. But my take on it is Mendoza, and I've been saying it all year when I call you guys, Mendoza has to go. He's not a scapegoat here.
Right.
He takes Sprott out twice in the last 2 weeks. He plays Siri, who's played three games all year.
But you know what? Andre, stop right there. If Carlos Mendoza loses his job, it's not going to be because of all the individual moves I hate and you hate. He's going to lose his job because, let's get back to point number one, there is something wrong in that locker room. And I want to play a game right now because this is the most obvious thing in baseball. So we're going to have some fun. Why not have some fun as we watch the death of a season? Once the Mets don't make the playoffs, there's going to be an article. It's probably going to come out in The Athletic. Maybe it's Joe Sherman. I don't know. Someone's going to write a story. And much like in 2023 when it was, oh, something's up with the locker room. Remember the series in Detroit?
Yeah, of course.
There's going to be a story to describe what the hell is going on. What led to the collapse? And so what will it be, Tiki? Let's play a game, a guessing game. Is it Juan Soto makes too much money and everybody's jealous? Is it one guy slept with the other guy's girlfriend? Is it they
something
just
disrupted the chemistry? So what is that disruption of chemistry?
What is the
gonna actually be
when The Athletic breaks this story in about a week? And you know it's happening. Like this is the most obvious thing in sports and in media. There's gonna be a story breaking down everything that's wrong in the Met locker room. So before it happens, what will it be?
I'm gonna say financial egos.
That's a good one. So it comes back to Soto. Make so much money.
Soto.
Everybody's jealous.
But okay. Edwin Diaz now wants more money. Pete Alonso via his agent. Everything. It's going to be financial ego.
Okay. It's going financial ego. Sean Morash, what will ultimately be the story that comes out in a week about what went wrong with the Mets?
Two players had a squabble over a woman they both had the same interest in.
It's always possible.
What? Really?
Dallas, boys will be boys.
Dallas Mavericks back in the day. Remember that?
That's a good point.
Who are they fighting over? Tony Braxton.
Tony Braxton.
Good one.
Thank you. Good pull by me.
That is a good one.
Tommy Lugauer, I know you're positive, Tommy, but play the game, unless you don't want to play the game.
No, I'm being forced against my will, but I'm happy to play the game based on that.
Yes.
I think the story will be how much of an impact J.D. Martinez and Jose Iglesias had on this locker room, because we talked about it last year. The core, who had that bad run the year or two before that, you add a Martinez and Iglesias to the locker room, and it changed things. You took them out, and they didn't replace them with the right veteran guys around, the Nimmos, the Peets, the McNeils, the guys that have been here as the core.
Veteran leadership void.
It's a good one. I got my answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I want to thank Sean Morash for my answer. Do you guys remember about a year ago, the Jets won a game? It was a very exciting victory. And there was a slight, mini, tiny, little odd interaction between my quarterback and my head coach, Robert Saleh and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Yeah, Thursday Night Football.
And I came on the air and I was like, boy, you guys, man, you click. All you want are clicks. Like, there's nothing here. They won. Shut up. There's no problem. And Sean's like, I don't know. I don't know. And then obviously it all ends horribly. Saleh gets fired. And you look back on that now and you say, that was probably a bigger deal than I realized. Mm. You with me so far?
Definitely. Because why does he get fired so early?
A couple of weeks ago. And I spent time on this on the RICO. And we did do it here. Okay. So in fairness, we did talk about this. I said to Yatik, I'm a little freaked out by a comment that was made. Am I making too big of a deal of it? And it was the comment that Juan Soto made about Starling Marte being the real deal.
Yes. No biggie.
The real leader of the team.
Yeah. And I played it down saying it's not a big deal. Maybe this is just a clutch word that he was using when he kept saying, actually.
Yes. Actually, that's what this whole thing's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a split in the locker room. It's going to be, and for anyone just tuning in, I'm not reporting anything. We're predicting the story that's going to be published in a week, explaining why the Mets choked and what's wrong with the locker room. Mm-hmm. So we're having some fun. We're just predicting. My prediction is we're going to find out the locker room is split in half.
No biggie.
And there's going to be factions, and it's going to be the Soto faction, the Lindor faction. And ultimately, because then we're going to pivot to, well, what's the conclusion? The conclusion isn't to break them up. The conclusion isn't to trade one of them. The conclusion is to find the right veterans, as Tommy pointed out about JD and Jose, that best fit the roster and best fit the difference in personalities. Yeah, the way CC Sabathia brought the Yankee locker
room
together.
This many times. That guy's a glue guy.
Yeah.
What that means is it. Every locker room has cliques and factions, and we do this, we do that, and you do this. We go out to dinner. You don't stay in and watch movies, whatever it is. It's the glue guys that put all the pieces and stick them together.
Bingo.
That's what Jose Iglesias was.
100%. And so,
J.D. Martinez, etc.
So we're going to find out that they need a glue guy. We're going to find out there's a split in the locker room. And I've got good news, ladies and gentlemen. I've already done the research, and I can identify who that guy is.
He's already on the team?
He is not on the team.
Who is it?
I have identified the player that the Mets are going to have to acquire to save the locker room the way CC Sabathia saved the Yankees locker room.
Trent Grisham?
It is not Trent Grisham. Ladies and gentlemen, the man the Mets are going to have to bring, and luckily, he's available. He's a free agent.
Oh, here we go.
The guy that's going to have to save the New York Mets, sorry, Spike, is Kyle Schwarber.
The glue.
He is a locker room leader in Philadelphia. He brings that room together. And so, oh, wow, coincidentally, hit over 50 home runs. That's cool. So just long-term prediction, split locker room. What do you do? They need a glue guy. Glue guy's Kyle Schwarber.
The glue.
So there you go.
I thought you were going Cody Bellinger.
Nah, you think I'm always out to troll you. I'm really not.
That's nice. Take a shot at the Phillies.
And by the way, genuine, it's not a shot. Like, I literally did the research. He is known as the premier locker room guy. I'm not making this up.
Can I float, as long as we're doing hypotheticals and stuff, would Juan Soto demanding a trade this offseason be a bigger story than Juan Soto's free agency?
Honestly, that's the one that we didn't touch. Juan Soto hates it, and he wants to leave immediately. That would be devastating.
Yeah, except here's the
thing.
That's
not going to happen.
If you've watched Juan Soto the last few months as the Mets are losing and he's hitting, he looks like the happiest guy in the locker room.
True. True.
Well, he's getting his.
Well, he's getting his hits. He's hitting. He's performing. It's not fully on him. Here's all I know. I hope to God that this season switches on a dime. Like, the Mets play well in Chicago. They play well in Miami. They get a little bit of luck. They make the playoffs. I do not believe that's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. But I do know, jokes aside, the story's going to come out. And when the story comes out, we'll all debate it. That's why we had fun predicting what the story's going to be. Because trust me, the one thing I feel really confident about is there'll be a story that comes out, just like 2023. What? Why'd the team suck? Oh, that's right, the locker room. Blah, 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 blah. This is a great question I want Tiki to answer because I am super confused by it. Joe from Oceanside, New York. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, it's Joe from Oceanside.
What's up,
Joe? How come when Robinson made that catch, Thomas should have been biting at the bit to come into the game. Mm. But he, like I said again, he's a mutt. He will not come in to help the team. And the defensive coordinator should have been fired for that play at the end of the first half.
Well, hold on. A couple of things. The question I thought he was asking instead of calling Andrew Thomas mean names was, he was on a snap count.
He was.
And Brian Daboll revealed that after the game because it was weird when he came out. Why on a snap count? If he can play, can he play, Teak?
Yeah, he can, but I think it's a smart way to go. He hasn't played in an actual game in a while. And while having the Liz Frank surgery, he's healed. But you still don't know how you're going to feel actually having real reps. And so I don't think they wanted to push it for 61 snaps. That was the total number of snaps the Giants had for the entire game. So they basically gave him half the game. And then how he feels today and tomorrow will determine what they're going to do going forward. So, I mean, it sucks because Andrew Thomas, he was dominant as he always is. Marcus Bowe was actually not that bad. He gave up a couple of pressures and one sack. But I think because they have the luxury with Moe, they felt like we're not desperate to keep Andrew Thomas out there.
Mm.
And if we're protecting him from himself, then that's a good thing.
Earlier today, Brian Daboll opened the door to benching Russell Wilson for Jackson Dart. Did a current Giant player confirm what we're all speculating, which is Jackson Dart will start on Sunday? We'll take a listen to what he had to say. Plus your calls, a Cinco de Five-O from Sean, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.